بحيرتنا مبشرنا بابناء ماء صواب نتنوت At the beginning, I want just to explain some of the historical station our Lord passed by. At the first station, our Lord was condemned by Pilate, despite his wife warning him. And after that, on the second station, our Lord took the cross that he has to be crucified. On the third station, our Lord fell down. Three times he fell during that way. On the third station, seventh station, and ninth. On the fourth station, they captured Simon the Cyrenian to carry behind our Lord the cross. On the fifth station, the Holy Mother met him. Only a mother could understand that meeting, not a single person, unless he has experience. The evangelist, he didn't record what was the discussion, what she told him. But I'm quite sure, as we said on the part, the world feel happy today because they get salvation. But my stomach, it is upset, not because of the food. On the sixth station, look this picture, the lady when she saw him, so wet, and the blood, while he was perspired, so she put to wipe his face, and this picture, it is there. People, they called it Veronica. Veronica is not the name of the lady. Veronica is in Latin word means a true picture, like a replica if you have something. On the seventh station, our Lord fell down for the second time. On the eighth station, our Lord looked to the woman of Jerusalem. He said, "Don't weep for me. Weep for you and for children, for your children." On the ninth station, for the third time, our Lord fell down. On the tenth station, they strapped his clothes in order to crucify him, and then they put him on the cross on the 11th station. This is the 12th station. Look what it looked like. How human being we are crude. When the power on our hand, we never give mercy. When the time is on our hand, we never give a mercy to other people. Some years back in Washington, I met one of those with power, and his grandfather was in power in the old day in Ethiopia. And he started to blame the communist junta in Ethiopia. Surely they were bad. I told him they are bad. But your grandfather, he did that. And you agree with that. He said, "Were we bad?" Yes. You didn't feel when you were in power, when you heard some people. But when you heard, you did feel it. So this is a The word became now reconciliate with Father, with the Father. We were enemy with the Father. But how? For 3 hours from the time we put off the all the light, 9 until 12, now the reconciliation of human being. Well, I have to say in Arabic also, because all of you must participate. أنا كلمت عن مراحل. Well, the station, they called it Via Dolorosa. Dolorosa means the way of agony, not Saint-Zélez. That the way of agony. درب الصليب السيد المسيح في المحطة الأولى حكم عليه. وفي المحطة الثانية حملوا الصليب. اللي ورا سامعني مش سامعني هزوا راسكم. انا عاوز كل واحد يكون ايطالي فاهم بحاجه. ما يهمنيش انا مين انا، يهمني هل انا قدرت وصلت رساله المسيح في قلب كل واحد منكم ام لا. في المحطه الثالثه سقط السيد المسيح، عشان في المحطه الثانيه حملوه الصليب. ومحطة الثالثة سقط، وفي محطة السيد المسيح سقط 3 مرات في 14 محطة. أنا وقفت بس 12، أنا حنيجي كمان 13 و14. ومحطة الرابعة حملوا سمعان القرواني وراء السيد المسيح. وده اللي قلت لكم امبارح، مش كل اليهود هم اتفقوا في صلب السيد المسيح، هو برضه يهودي بس من قيروان شمال افريقيا. في المحطة الخامسة قبلته السيد العذراء، لكن البشائر لم يسجلوا، لازم نفهمها بدهيا ويفهمها من له عنده أولاد. الست اللي حملت هي اللي تفهم هذه المقابلة بين السيد المسيح والعذراء. ومحطة الثالث الستة، شوف الصورة دي، الست جايز كان عندها ولد، ما لو كانت عاقر ما بتدريش. اللي بيدري هو اللي عنده خبرة، اللي ايده في مية سخنة مش زي ايده في مية دافية. لما مسحت وش طلعت الصورة كاملة، ولذلك بسموها فورونيكا، ما هيش اسمها باللاتين، الصورة طبق الأصل الحقيقي. في المحطة السابعة سقط السيد المسيح، وهي المرة الثانية. في المحطة الثامنة قبلوه نساء اللي جم من الجليل، ما عندهمش في ايديهم عشان يحموه. السيد المسيح قال لهم لا تبكن علي، بل ابكن عليك وعلى اولادك. اذا كانوا بيعملوا بخشب يعني رطب فبيابس كم، اذا كان انا اللي جيت اخلصهم يعملوا فيه في الناس التانيين حيعملوا. عملوها في استفانوس بالحجارة. والمحطة التاسعة سقط لمرة الثالثة السيد المسيح. المحطة العاشرة قلعوا ملابسه، وفي المحطة 11 صلبوا يعني حطوا على الصليب، وفي المحطة 12 اللي هي قعد فيها 3 ساعات حسب صلح اللي قالها بولس الرسول أن يسوع المسيح جاء ليخلص الخطاة الذين أولهم أنا هو قال حصل الصلح هنا. الإنسان قاسي. الله قال في نبوات حسقيال وأنا أنزع قلب الحجر من قلوبكم وأعطيكم قلبا لحما مهما كان. ومحطة 13 نزلوه من على الصليب وحضروه عشان يروحوا محطة 14 اللي هي الجلوغوسة القبر اللي شفاهم سبعدين حيقولوا غلغوسة انها بالعبراني كذا وباليوناني كذا. I stopped as in as the 12th station as the 3rd station they prepared for him Joseph and Nicodemus to bury him on the 14th station. That was a Holy Sepulchre where they buried him there. Where the Jews asked to be kept there, that 14. Now, brother and sister, why is this all? Why is this all happen? Because there was a prophecy. In order to be fulfilled what was written, what was said. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 16 we find. In verse 14, chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ, while he was discussing with Nicodemus, he said, as Moses lifted the serpent on the wilderness, likewise, the Son of Man will be lifted for himself. And the second, a love. If you love someone, I am sure you can do everything you can. That is it, because you love your car, you say every morning you clean it, or you will take it to some washing department to be washed. So because he loved us, in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16, he said, God loves the world so, that means until the end, loves the world so the world, until he gives his own begotten son, only one. For Abraham it said, he has 2 children. God has only 1 child. Abraham, when he said to him, Abraham, take your son, your beloved son, because he had another son. But God has only 1 son. So God loves the world so until he delivered, he gave his only begotten son for the salvation of the world. That why? In order to get the eternal life. On verse 14, but also he said that it is for in order to get eternal life. Another, in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 11, Hananiah the high priest, he said, it is better to die one person instead of all the people. And then the evangelist, he put a comment because he didn't know that, he just said a prophecy that Jesus has to be died for the old people in order for people to get eternal life. Now we have just to rewind our memory in grammatical English or Arabic. If I say in, my hand is in my pocket. If I say on, my hand is on my head. I will say again, be with me. Don't think outside. My hand is on my pocket. Now, and now my hand is on my head. Now, St. John, on his epistles, first epistle, I guess it is chapter 3, those you have a Bible. First Epistle, chapter 3. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is not sin. قواعدنا اللغة العربية بعد الفعل دائما لازم ترفعوه ما تنسبوش الكلام دائما فبيكون اصل دي اللغه موسيقى السيد المسيح لماذا صلب الرد هو في فرق في اللغه العربيه ايدي في جيبي ايدي على راسي فهنا بيقول في يوحنا الأولى أصحاح 3:5 الذي ليس فيه خطية جعل فيه خطية جعل نفسه خاطئا الذي ليس فيه خطية جعل نفسه خاطئا لكن لابد عليه فأثناء الترتيل ترانيم الشمامسة ذكروها برضو لما بيقول عن داود النبي ما عمله مع باتشبع والنبي ناتان وجاي يكلمه الله شالها عنك كانت محطوطة في مش عرف كانت محطوطة عرف على تستنتظر السيد المسيح بيقول في التقاليد العبرية إن موسى طلب امبارح قرينا الجزء ده طلب موسى من الله لما زعل على بني اسرائيل حتى قال له شعبك الذي اخرجته من ارض مصر قال له اذا كنت حتمحك شعب امحك اسمي من سفر الحياة الذي كتبته لي قال له لا 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 انت ما تتمحكش معهم حيث هتصرف إشعياء في أصحاح 53 بيقولنا على أن عليه لا مش فيه بس لازم أتعاقد ما تأخذنيش أنا باقي من اللغة للغة ما أقدرش أحفظ كله الآيات يبقى صعب علي إشعياء النبي في 53 حقراهم كل للاثنين لغتكم فرنساوي لازم تعودوا مع أحد أو تفهموها بالإشارة زي ما بقولوا أم الأطرش بتفهم بالإشارة أشعياء النبي بيقول أصحاح 53 ثلاثة: من صدق خبرنا ولمن استعلنت ذراع الرب. نبت قدامه خلفرخ، يعني ماشي، هو بيقول ماشي أقف عدد أربعة: ولكن أحزاننا حملها وأوجعنا تحملها، ونحن حسبناه مصابا مدروبا من الله ومزلولا، وهو مجروح لأجل معاصينا، مسحوقا لأجل أسامنا، تأديب سلامنا عليه وبحبره شفينا، كلنا كغنم دللنا، ملنا كل واحد إلى طريقه، والرب وضع اسم جميعنا عليه مش فيه. Then the English one. Chapter 53, verse 4, from the prophecy of Isaiah the prophet. He was not at that time Isaiah, his mention was on the 8th century BC. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yea, we did esteem him stricken, smite of God, and afflicted. Until he says that he put our sin on him. Brother and sister, what many times I think I said, thank you God I was not born there. At the same time, thank you God that Torah was translated in the second century, I mean at the end of third century, to Greek. Unfortunately, the Jewish nation, they paid in order to maintain the Torah, as our church paid martyrs in order to maintain Christianity. They paid martyrs during Antiochus period when he was to make Hellenize the whole world. So they paid for that it is a result on Hanukkah. When they come and Hanukkah celebrated on December, that is the dedication of the temple after Antiochus desecrated the temple. But unfortunately, they didn't understand. Despite we read on the Acts of the Apostle, chapter 13-14, that while St. Paul and St. Barnabas were stationed in Cyprus, and the people, they were just looking daily, is that so, the scripture? But those who were in Jerusalem, unfortunately, they paid for that in order to maintain the book of prophet, all the Bibles, but they didn't get it. So, brother and sister, it is a difference between someone who cook the food and someone who come just to sit on the table. We are the second. We are lucky. If we lived at that time, probably we will say bravo for those who were crucified our Lord. Probably we would blame the women they were weeping. Probably we would blame this lady, the one who wiped the face of our Lord, as it is in any revolution happen. So, brother and sister, this is what God, because he loved and made for us. And what it is in turn we are going to do to God. Don't say if I was there or I met Jesus, I would do that. No. Send, John Chrysostom said, don't say that. He said that you have Christ on the altar. But I want to say, on the altar we are going to take it communion naturally. But what my point is, God did for this, for our love, this all. But we are going, what we are going to do with our brother and sister in humanity. In conclusion, my brother and sister, our church nowadays is all over the world, almost. I want you to be honest with the government, with the country, with the people where you are living. Second, I want you, wherever you are, to fear God and to keep His commandment. Third, I want you to love one another sincerely from the bottom of your heart. Well, look at the dress, what I'm dressing. It is black, but it is covered all my bodies. But look, the Son of God, the monogamous, the unique, the only, the Son of God. So, after this, I think everyone must repeat. The Epistle of St. Paul to the Roman chapter 8, verse 35. Who can separate me from the love of Christ? Brother and sister, if you love Christ, please love your brother and sister, and you also, my sisters. If you love Christ, just as repeat the word of St. Paul. البخوري العمل كذا ما تخافوش. So let us love one another sincerely. At the same time, what makes me happy this morning or until now, you see that we are maintaining our melody. We all together Soctatigom in Coptic. From a long time I have been afraid not to be split our church. The Roman Catholic Church until 1965, they use the Latin. Afterward, they have a different. In 1962, about 80 bishops, they went to Jerusalem. The Ministry of Religious invited them. How can they address them? So they found, in short, a professor from the church history, they brought him. He addressed them in Latin. He's a Jewish. Brother, our church is now all over the world. And those who speak French and German, they prefer their own language rather than other language. Please, maintain the language. If you read, you can collect some vocabulary. If you read, you can understand. So God bless all of us, and I wish you all a good Friday, happy Good Friday to all of us. Theologically, I happy. Otherwise, I couldn't take salvation without the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. No one can open the seal, that the book that was sealed, except the one from the seed of David. You read it this night, the book of Revelation. So I'm happy that we found someone open the sealed books, and he, Jesus Christ, he could smash the serpent. But this is, it doesn't have with us, that is with St. Peter, and that's a different story. So may God bless you. I love you all. So we are going to continue our service. I hope my message is clear to all of you.